Turned us on?
No, not yet. We're still... JK, we actually are on... Oh, wait, I forgot about the fading.
Yeah, you got it.
Yep, that's how it goes.
Are we on now?
Yeah, no, we were on the whole time.
Wait, what?
Misleading, am I right?
Oh, what are you doing? You're clicking on buttons.
Leave it, just ignore it. It's fine. Shh, shh, shh.
Why are you clicking on buttons? You you're changing stuff, and that's why... We had the problem last week.
No, it's not. We had the problem last week.
It's literally why we had the problem last week.
A different reason.
Should we, like, introduce the show? Or just talk about...
What?
We're just talking about whether we're live or not.
Yeah, no. Oh, yeah. Welcome to the Bus Factor. I see what you're saying. I thought you meant, like, describe what the show is. And
I did actually
think if they're here, they know that.
No, I did mean that.
Oh, why?
Describe the show.
I think you're watching it, folks. We watch buses, so you don't have to. You can just listen to their audio, and it's just like watching buses, only we're doing it for you.
We do actually have a lot of people that currently just listen to the audio.
People running across the road in front of cars. It's raining, which means good day for bus red light runners. We did have a question. Someone asked, how is the waterproofing today? We've actually got an indoor camera at the moment.
Yeah. We cleaned a tiny patch of window.
Yeah, I think you can actually see, do you see this corner, the top left corner, might actually be not very clean. It looks like it, right?
Oh, I did actually shift it the other day because I shifted it so it got less of that pillar because I thought it might be interrupting with the things.
With the AI, yeah. So it's actually indoor at the moment. We've got a shit ton of blue tack. Taping it to the side of the window. It's a lot.
It is actually quite a lot. I'm surprised it's holding it.
Yeah, it's been pretty good actually. Good job. Good job.
But yeah, the AI was...
Oh, I heard someone beep.
Well, no, what was it? You didn't like the window open because when it's outside...
Yeah, because you can't... If it's outside, the cord, like the cable stays holding the window open slightly and when you're here and it's like 12 degrees outside or like 8 degrees... There's like a slight breeze blowing into you. It's like, ugh, horrible. Yeah.
This is not too bad. So there have been some issues with the AI, which like partly to do with that tree looking like a bus.
The AI sees the tree.
The angle
and
was
like,
slightly different.
Oh, number one. Wait, was it one already or two?
You've missed one, mate.
Okay, sorry, I wasn't paying attention. Should we guess before we go much further?
Oh, yeah.
Guess what the numbers are?
Yeah. Are we going to guess the machine as well?
No, I'm going to say no. Okay, how about I'm going to go 8 and...
The machine's guess 4.
8, 5.
Since pre-show started.
Oh, wow. AI is doing good at the moment.
Yeah.
He's a good boy. I'm going to go 8 and 5. Where are you going?
Where you already got to... I'm going to go 11.
11?
And 9.
11 and 9. Big numbers. Big numbers.
You sure you don't want to guess the machine?
No, I mean, I don't know. You're more familiar with it. I feel like you have an advantage here.
To be honest, the false positive rate has actually gone down significantly since we've put it up here. So I was saying that the AI wasn't doing as good, but... It's got a lot less false positives, but... Oh.
False positives are caused normally by the red light, though, right?
No, we're starting to see more false positives of...
Oh, yeah. Remember when that pedestrian the other day?
We're getting
ticket as a bus.
We've heard a few pedestrians. I went back through.
That awkward moment when the AI thinks you're a bus.
And at night time,
yeah,
everything is a bus.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's just like bus.
It's like humans when you see faces in the darkness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so I guess the reason why I say I think the AI is not doing as well
mm-hmm.
is because less buses have run red lights, which I just don't believe.
Oh, okay. So yeah, the numbers say that less buses have run red lights. It's possible that it was actually, I think the guy was safe. Really.
Yeah, I think it was.
It's possible that they're just running with less red lights, but you don't believe. Yeah, fair enough. Hey, speaking of, you know how the bus has changed? Fucking yeah, let's count that as an ABS. Yeah, he stopped. Full stop. Yeah, get out of here. I'm a stand-in until the new bus arrives. Yeah, your driving skills are stand-in, you idiot.
Same stand-in. Looks like a...
Nah, the greens are the new one. That was a yellow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Looking out. Yeah.
Are the greens diesel?
Yeah. No, the greens are electric, right?
Are they?
No, they're diesel. Right.
Wow.
Oh, only that one double deck here.
Because I did know they were switching buses. We're just hearing a little bit about it. The X-Trolley bus. Yeah. Oh, yeah, the one they converted. Because I did know that they were changing stuff. I didn't realize that they were getting rid of the yellow diesels to replace them with green diesels, though. I don't know what I thought.
I've noticed
there for a full cycle now. Oh, okay, it's actually moved.
The thing I've noticed recently, so I caught the bus down today because it was raining.
Yep, fair enough.
I had to get into work early.
Yep. How early was it? It must have been pretty early if you had to. What time was the meeting? What time was the thing you had to do?
Well, I had to get to a meeting at 9, so I had to get
Okay. We have very different ideas of what early is.
But I had to get into work at like 8:30 to like.
Oh, to get ready for the meeting. Yeah, okay.
I could have got a ride down earlier, but.
You know, one of your coworkers stayed here. Oh, yeah, because didn't you get in yesterday at like 7 something?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty early.
Yeah, some. Yeah, actually, a few days this week.
You look pretty fucking tired when you came in, I'll say. What's up with the flaring? Like, come on. You were going slow enough.
I think it is.
It's not flaring, but whatever it is, it's like.
No, I have noticed it. I think it's with this guy.
You reckon?
Yeah, it's like, because it's auto exposuring.
Yeah, but surely it should have a thing to not auto expose you wrong. Like, you know what I mean? One day I'm going to put my little Sony A5000 up here and have that as be our camera.
Mm.
But we do need the capture card for that. Maybe I'll get that soon. I don't know. I'm talking about going to Disneyland soon.
Oh, yeah.
Which fucking, that is some pricey stuff. Have you ever looked at prices?
Yeah. It's
$500 a night. American.
Jesus.
Yeah. That's if you want to stay at the Disney place, which like you don't have to, but if I'm going to spend all my life savings on a vacation, I might as well make it good.
So I caught a bus down this morning.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, okay, Karen. Yeah, yeah.
So I went down to the bus stop around like 8.
8, yep.
Yeah, because there was a bus.
Oh, like I've heard the story, actually. Okay, yeah.
Bus cancelled.
Okay.
Which
do you have a real-time display, or do you just look on the website?
Look on the app.
Yeah, okay.
Which I've now found out was due to a driver shortage, so probably known in advance.
Yep.
Like early this morning when the buses first started going.
Yeah.
So I wait around for half an hour because my route runs every half an hour until Monday because, news.
Mm-hmm.
New routes are starting on
Monday. That's when they're starting. I knew they were starting at some point.
Oh, yeah. New timetable. We've been.
True. Yes. The updated route information. Yeah. The website says new routes.
So now my bus will run every 15 minutes instead of every half an hour.
Do you catch it from up in Brooklyn or like down in Brooklyn? I'm trying to think. Do you walk down to the shops or?
I walk down to, you know, that brick one. By the hairpin?
By the hairpin. Oh, like on, that's O'Hara Road, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a common route. Yeah, okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
So I wait there. Yeah. But yeah, anyway, wait half an hour for the next bus to come.
Mm-hmm.
Flashes its lights as it drives past, chock-a-fucking-full.
Oh.
Single decker, I'll just point out single decker.
Well, the last one was empty, so of course it's going to be full.
Well, the last one was cancelled. Yeah, like, it didn't even come past.
Yeah, so that explains why it's going to be full.
But I was like, oh, there's another bus because the 23E, because E stands for express or extended. One of them came.
Yeah.
Chocker fucking full.
Lol.
But like could fit on like 10 people of the 20 people waiting.
Oh, did you get on?
I got on. And I was kind of like, as I went on, I was like, you should probably like radio in saying like they might need to send another bus.
Driver shortage. How are they going to do that? If they had enough drivers to...
Or like a double decker. And he was just like, there's not enough buses.
Yeah, no, I'm with him. What can he do?
I don't know. I was kind of just a bit shitty with the whole situation. And then like I kind of roughly counted all the people waiting at all the other bus stops we drove past. There was probably like 30 people waiting for a bus.
Yeah, it's enough for another single decker.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be enough for a double decker, that overflow, but yeah. Pretty good.
Yeah, but like one double decker
would have been able to just stop all the overflow. Yeah.
And like they would have known that in the morning. But anyway.
So I'm guessing like your bus had to stop taking on people.
Oh yeah. We only took on 10 people of the 20 people that were waiting.
Yeah.
Oh, here we are.
Correspondent on the streets just arriving.
Can't fit in.
Look, nice, that's double. Just for those who are listening to the audio and not seeing the video, that was...
Oh, fuck, did I catch it?
Two buses going through. One went in on a yellow.
We need a fucking clip button. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and like the training button as well. It'll be a double up. It'll do both. But yeah, it'd be nice.
Well, I mean, we can start with just a clip button because just hit... Yeah, fucking clip. Like
clip the last 20 seconds. And oh, geez. Was that you?
We can... Yeah, that was okay. Me. We can then use that to train later.
Yeah, no, agreed. Oh, there, it's detecting the bus. I can see them.
Oh, yeah. Confused. We're now looking at the debug view.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that. Didn't even realize. Okay, well, do we want to go to some news? It'd be nice to make this higher FPS. Also, this is how bad it is at 480p. Can you imagine when we jump it up to 1080?
Yeah. This laptop is dying, though. We've done it without the AI. You have to agree, it is not the AI.
It's pretty bad without the AI as well. I'm not going to say it is
the AI. I think
it's
about the same.
It's not the same. It's worse without the AI. Wait, it's worse with the AI. It definitely is. There's no doubt in my mind. But yeah, it's not that bad. But the thing is, like, how are we going to drop fucking, like, 2K on a new laptop? Oh, did you bump it up by 2 when the 2 went through, by the way?
I think I did.
Yeah, you must have, because it's at 6.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's got 3.
The guy almost went through for a full cycle, right?
Oh, yeah, the AI almost didn't pick up that. Should we just do some hacking on the AI?
Feel free. I'm going to do hack the box.
Make a button to just be like...
My favorite joke at the moment is like, hey, sure, yeah. Don't even think about it, motherfucker. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. How's my ABS-y?
My favorite joke at the moment is like, yeah, sure, working is cool, but have you ever tried hack the box?
Yeah, you haven't had much work, have you?
I have fucking the rest of this week.
Yeah, you've actually got a good one going at the moment.
Yeah, going to have to write a blog post about that sweet little bug. Yeah. After I bragged about not having any work for 3 days straight, the boss, in retaliatory measures, layered the work on.
I was just like, are you for real? Like, why are you
I had no work. What you going to do, you know? Got no work. What you going to do?
When they come for you.
Oh, someone put an advert on there. Study Digital Engineering, Victoria University. I actually had a question from I'm going to use the term viewer loosely, from a potential viewer the other day. Did I show you that? I did, right? I teach through. They messaged me and asked if they buy a advert on Wellington buses, will we talk about it?
You just asked.
I copy-pasted their message. That's exactly how they phrased it.
All right.
Would we talk about it on the Bus Factor? And I was like, I guess, lol.
Oh, should we change our logo in the corner there?
For those who are wondering, we do have stickers at this week's
I've told
Comic-Con.
A few people.
Mm-hmm. Hey, do we want to move on to some news at this point anyway? What time? We're pretty good for news, yeah.
We've actually got quite a bit.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Mm. We got quite a bit.
5 and 4? It's not much. Mm. We've had like 6 and 6 some weeks.
Ooh.
Hey, which lane do you want to start on? I'm getting real
you
tired.
Remember
by the
way. Bus Apocalypse?
Yeah, yeah.
How many stories do we have then?
That was all bus stories.
That was like, nuts.
The bus factor.
I wasn't there. I was in Spain and I was like listening. Oh, yeah. And my wife was just like, holy shit, that sounds like crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy. I think we had a guest on that week. We should bring the guests back. We haven't had guests on for ages.
Yeah.
What bus factor's going downhill, man. Oh, yeah. I don't know if we're going to do one next week.
Oh.
It's kind of.
We've been told that we're allowed to go up on stage.
I know. I'm like not opposed to it. I just. It's a lot of effort and weird. And there's going to be like 500 people watching us.
Yeah.
More likely, there'll be 500 people at the start and it will dwindle very quickly. Yeah. I'll only do it if we have more listeners at the live show than we do on Twitch.
Tell you what.
Yeah.
We'll ask out if people want us to do something at KiwiCon.
People are going to say yes, I'm guessing.
Let us know.
Mm. Yeah, true. They have to come and watch to find out.
I'm happy to do it.
Yeah, fair enough. By the way, did you notice this week our news website was like, I don't know, it was cached or something, but it hasn't been updated?
Our news, news.
Yeah, well, our primary news website, the place where we get, where our show notes are hosted.
Yeah, our InfoSec news, because we have our other news correspondent.
That's true, but our InfoSec news, like show notes site, has not been updated.
Oh, he's not stopping. I'm going to count it.
Did he stop?
Well, look at this one.
Okay, I'm watching. It's an potential ABS. It's quite delayed today. I don't know why it's what we did, like. There needs to be like a try catch up button. He hasn't stopped.
Oh,
he hasn't stopped.
Like, I
he hasn't
it.
Stopped. He didn't stop.
I count.
No, the rules are we don't count them if they don't stop.
He almost stopped. Like you saw him, he was just like.
Yeah, but he didn't. Normally, we don't count that.
Well, normally it's not raining.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Granted, take it.
There we go.
Touché.
Solved.
I'm not sure what the relevance is. Do you want which news do you want to start on? The Libus or Le InfoSec?
Shall we go with the InfoSec?
Okay. Have you heard of the helicopter height supports?
Height supports, that's what you're gonna do?
It's the best I could come up with.
What about fucking that's the style of walking.
Yeah. The helicopter
style of
funny walk. Yeah, okay. I typoed that. It's actually the Apache Struts RCE.
Oh shit. I thought we were talking about something else.
No, I mixed up my stories. Apache Struts RCE.
So what's Apache Struts?
You know what? I don't actually have a fucking clue.
I think it's like the base of like all of this stuff. So it's part of Commons, right? Apache Commons.
I don't know what the fuck Commons is.
It's that thing you include if you want to get popped.
I don't know. No, I think a Struts is like a application framework, isn't it? It's not like a library. It's like a framework, I thought.
It's a thing that you include in your project if you want to get popped.
No, I think it's a thing you write your project in if you want to get popped.
Yeah.
But you don't include it. Like it's more like Drupal. It's like Drupal, right? Not PDO. Yeah.
All right, so what's happened with this helicopter?
Oh, yeah, it got RCE in it. Though it was real weird reading the reports. So they say...
You got RCE.
No, not me personally. It's an old issue in one of their file uploading libraries, which is part of Commons. So there was a file uploading library part of Commons. And the issue is that the file uploading library has a class that's serializable and deserializable. And, you know, it's RCE via serialization. Via deserialization, rather.
So when I read the notes for this, I was like kind of a bit confused because they were like, if you're using this version and below of Apache Struts, then you need to update the file upload to this version, which was like a lower version of what it was. And I'm like,
oh, real? Yeah.
Is the vulnerability in the file upload or is it in Struts? Like, what's happening here?
It was confusing to me as well, but the gist is the file uploader. They changed it so that it won't deserialize files anymore.
Yeah.
You can still serialize it, but you can't deserialize without additional configuration. So That's one thing. But my question is, why the fuck is Apache Struts letting people deserialize stuff by default? It sounds like...
How else do you think you're going to keep your job?
What, you mean, like, if people stopped serializing random shit in Java? Yeah,
I reckon it's a conspiracy.
You know what? I've actually
it's
never...
It's to keep the InfoSec business alive.
Yeah, fair enough. To be honest, I could probably keep finding bugs without Java deserialization issues. But yeah. Anyway, kind of interesting Apache Struts. Patch your stuff, I guess.
I love how it's still an issue that keeps coming up. Like,
yeah, like... Well, didn't they said they were getting rid of serialization in the latest Java. You remember that?
Yeah, but who's going to update to the latest Java? People still run 1.4,
same people who update
4,
to
right?
the latest Struts. It's going to be a small portion of people. The rest will get hacked. Need one of them sweet fire cleansing worms.
Like, I've done some host reviews where Java 1.4 is installed. And I'm like...
1.4?
How... Like,
yeah, that's pretty hard.
Where's the server from?
Yeah, where'd you even get that copy of Java from? Knowing Linux though, it's probably like a Red Hat server. It's probably like a still supported version of Java if you're like paying Red Hat enough money.
Yeah.
Ooh. Hey, speaking of Red Hat, you see they got bought by IBM?
Oh yeah, that was pretty crazy.
It's pretty weird. Two failing companies huddling together for warmth against the the open source fire. I don't know.
It's what you do in when one's hypothermic, right?
Huddle together, yeah. Give them the old snugs. I'm surprised IBM is still making money, but they have so many good contracts. Like they have contracts where. Like, I've seen this happen before. They will be paid multi-million-dollar contracts to build a piece of software.
Yeah.
They will fail at it because IBM is predominantly has incompetent developers. And then because they've got the contract with the company, they'll be paid another multi-million-dollar project fee to rebuild it.
Yeah.
I saw this happen once. So the project failed, multi-million dollars. Then they redid it to the same team, multi-million dollars, failed again. So then IBM was like fucking smooth salesman. They were like, oh, don't worry, give it to us again, but we'll give it to a different development team. So they sent it back to IBM, another multi-million dollar payment to a different development team. Fucking ridiculous. I don't know. I can get why IBM's still in business, but I don't like it. I don't think they should be. Annoying.
Yeah.
You right?
Do you like how I picked that time when you like got in that rant? And I'm like,
you think
I didn't time it
like that on purpose?
I feel I can leave for like ages.
Yeah, I mean, I would have stopped earlier, but I needed to drag out the conversation.
Mm,
you know,
yeah,
dead air is a podcast's worst enemy next to like creepy stalkers, you know. Although I could kind of go for a creepy stalker. Especially if they like the bus vector. Be like, cool, be a good story.
Oh, there's the electric bus. Futures today.
True.
So anyway, more news.
It's kind of ironic. The future is today. It's like, so the future is a token effort to reducing environmental damage but running diesel for the rest of your buses? is that the future? Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, getting rid of the actual electric buses.
The more I just look at the debacle of what is Metlink, I'm just like, how is this like... Still
yeah,
living.
It's one of those things where you're like, I'm pretty sure random chance would have resulted in a better turnout than
what
you
like
architected.
We're like international news for like how terrible the bus system is.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Just hearing something.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the electric double-decker is smaller than the other double-deckers. Which, like, I don't really mind about that too much. Like, it's not often those double-deckers are full anyway. I definitely prefer the twice as many buses to one double-decker option.
It takes up more space than the Golden Mile. And when you're in Wellington, you gotta do the Golden Mile.
Sydney doesn't
have... Are we
gonna
change the Golden Mile to the Green Mile? The Green Mile.
Why was it called the Golden Mile? I think it's because of like real estate and stuff. Like it's a golden piece of land, not because the
buses
are gold.
Some people thought it was the buses.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it you? Did you think it was the buses?
No, other people thought it as well.
I don't know if I believe this. I'm going to have to go and talk to your wife about this, about whether she believes the story.
Oh, is it an ABS? Oh, that is.
Oh, it is an ABS. Count them up. Rack them up. What was I going to say?
Six.
Can't remember what I was going to say now. Oh, yeah, Sydney doesn't have double-deckers. And I think if Sydney can get away with not having double-deckers, probably we can here too.
Like, yeah.
Multi-million population city versus us. They do have a good train network. It's amazing. People complain about it, but when I'm in Sydney, I'm like, the trains are just, they're so good.
You know what's going to be weird? I was just thinking, it would be weird listening to this podcast right now. Because we're just having a chat with four people with two microphones.
Yeah, we are. I'm trying to repeat what they say. It's like, I really hate it when a conference speaker doesn't repeat the question they get into a microphone.
Oh, yeah. And look at them go.
Oh, yeah. Conference what, sorry? I don't get it. What are you referring to? I'm hearing about conference. Oh, yeah. They happen at conferences, and yeah, one of them is... people not, yeah, so conference bingo is when, yeah, you've got to list off the things that they do.
Anyway, should we talk about some...
You see that virtual box, guest to host?
I was gonna make up a thing for it.
It took too long. You had seconds and you wasted them. What would you even go with?
I was thinking of turning box into, like, crate or something.
I would have gone with the real circle host to guest.
The real circle?
Host to guest.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
It's pretty loose.
Wow. Reminds me of you.
Yeah, it's a pretty good one. So if you are running a virtual box.
A virtual machine in VirtualBox.
Yeah. If you're running a host with the default network card,
it's like the Intel.
Yeah, the Intel, blah, blah, blah.
Internally, it has the name like E1000.
Yeah. So if you're using that in that mode, which is...
Pretty common. That's the default.
Pretty default, yeah.
Yeah. Though I don't actually run it because I'm more often than not, I just want to like be able to hit them directly from the network.
Yeah. I'm actually in bridge mode most of the time.
Yeah.
Couple of new VMs I made for training next week are not. They're in that. So I've just changed it to the PC net one. But anyway, moral of the story is shared code base. So basically, any host, any guest can fuck that up and just.
I think it was like a buffer overflow, like a heap overflow or something.
Integer underflow, which turned into a buffer overflow later on.
I didn't actually read the technical details. I read the guy who released it. Can't remember who it was. I don't even know if it was a guy. The person, the researcher who released this, had like a bit of a rant about how dumb the InfoSec industry is nowadays.
Yeah.
Where like if you find a bug. Your options are to wait 2 months for it to be politely patched before you talk about it. Or you could go the bug bounty route where you have a pretty high chance of just no one paying for jack shit. Or if they do, they'll pay you sometimes, but then they'll decide it's out of scope. You've had that before.
Yeah.
Is this in scope? We'll pay for it. Okay, I found another bug. No, we're not paying for that one. It's out of scope now.
Yeah. I've been paid for a lot of bugs, which I'm like, why are you paying me for this?
Yeah. Log out, CSurf.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah.
I had that one. Then I, like, a couple months later, it wasn't fixed, and I was, like, kind of pinging them. I'm like, oh, I just noticed this wasn't fixed. And they're like, oh, yeah, it's in our ticketing system. We'll fix it sometime. Like,
yeah, well, this was the one that it was out of scope later, right?
Oh, they it was originally out of scope, and got a notification. Scope has changed. Looked at it. They took out the line log out CSRF. I'm like, what? Weird.
I guess they must
checked
have fixed
it.
The logout CSurf.
Checked
no,
it.
No, they didn't.
Still a thing, so I was just like, right, I'll just fucking write up this ticket.
Yeah, it's...
I think I wrote it like, I'm not sure if it was a mistake or not, but like, is this now in scope? Because it's an issue. And they're like, yeah, here's $500. I'm like, damn. Yeah,
it's nice. I'll take $500 for a logout CSurf.
Yeah. Anyway.
Can't wait to write out my little blog post about this universal SSRF issue.
Yeah,
I mean, universal in the code bases it applies to, which is almost none of them. But at least one client.
Oh, it'll be more than SSRF, mate.
Maybe. I think...
Get a shell out of it, then write the blog post.
I'm trying, mate. I've got the meeting arranged on Monday to try and get my fucking lunch.
Yeah, I will try. I don't know. I've got, like, work and stuff.
It's not easy. It's one of the... well, let's talk about it more when we can, because I'd like to talk about some of the details. It's like, I think it's an interesting little... It's an interesting thing. It's the kind of thing you'd see at a CTF,
I mean, the most
actually.
I've done is just what you've kind of walked me through. And I'm like, I kind of need to, like, get my hands on it.
Yeah, like I said, I spent about 12 hours on it. And I was pretty fucking frazzled by the end of it, as you saw. It stopped being
coming to work, and it's just like, Stephen, are you on fucking coke? And he's like,
in the depths of, I was really sleep deprived, but had been working like without a break. I think I had a break at some point because I got hungry, like I forgot to eat. So I like ate some.
Oh yeah, and you had like a meeting in the morning, and then you're like, right, yeah. I'm going home to sleep. I'm like, you know, you've got another meeting at like 2.
Oh, bullshit. So lame. Oh, I hate meetings. Yes, yeah. Morning meeting I can handle. I just stay up all night. It's 2 p.m. meetings though. Yeah.
Ooh.
What's that?
ABS.
ABS.
I knew it. I could see him coming.
Yeah. That's what she said.
Should we what should we do?
SSD encryption. This one's been making the rounds.
Oh yeah. If you use Windows on SSD, you're fucked.
No, this is not even close to accurate.
Oh. I thought we told the news how it was.
Yeah, we do.
Right, go on then.
It's ironic. If you lose Linux at all, you're probably fucked.
Oh yeah, definitely.
SSDs, they say they do encryption, right? Have you seen them? They're like, hey, SSD, could you please encrypt yourself? And it'll be like, yeah, easy, bro. I can do that for you.
Easy.
Just encrypt the shit out of that for you. Yeah, turns out, not so good. A bunch of them have issues like if you just pass in a blank key, they'll just be like, okay, bro, you're authenticated. It's decrypted now. What?
How does it decrypt?
I think it stores the key somewhere. Like it doesn't... Yeah, it's
pretty weird.
But anyway... The reason this is important is because most people don't use SSD encryption features. However,
didn't even pick it up.
If the SSD explicitly advertises that it supports SSD encryption, Windows BitLocker will use that instead of doing CPU-based encryption. So, if you have an SSD which advertises that it has encryption enabled, it will be used on BitLocker, which means your BitLocker is essentially accessible to the world. These are a subset of SSDs that were analyzed, but it's a non-trivial subset. I guess the implication is that if these subset have a problem, probably lots of SSDs have a problem. Someone pointed out most SSDs that even have encryption aren't—they're not advertising it by default. So I haven't heard of anyone affected by this, though it's certainly possible. It's not just theory, but also not likely to be useful in the real world very often.
Yeah,
and I wouldn't be surprised if Microsoft pushed an update that just disabled hardware.
You see, what I'll do is just run Linux.
Okay, how do you prevent against cold boot attacks with that? Because BitLocker defends against cold boot attacks, you know, right?
Yeah.
So how would you defend against cold boot attacks with that? Oh, you wouldn't? Interesting. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool, good. That doesn't protect you against cold boot attacks.
Oh, yeah, cold boot. That's evil main. Yeah, cold boot. Yeah. You can hook into the TPM on some models.
Yeah, and do like the TPM where you verify the thing and then use that to see. There are some things you can do. But on Linux, TPM integration is very poor.
Yeah. I might actually have a TPM.
I think
my
it
laptop,
doesn't even support TPM 2.0 last I checked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, what's next on the list? How are we going for time? Yeah, we'll just smash through it. We'll just smash through it. Speaking of smashing, have you heard the new Smashing Pumpkins album?
Yes, I have.
Have you actually?
No.
Okay.
New as in like 10 years ago?
Yeah, I think that was the last Smashing Pumpkins album.
Oh, then yeah, maybe.
Yeah, fair enough. Did you hear about the Wharf Whack vulnerability?
I like how our listeners are just like sitting on their phone just...
Our listeners, not all of our listeners, don't worry. He's not talking about you, Twitch listeners, or YouTube listeners, or podcast listeners. You know we're on, like, our Pocket Cast? Have you heard a Pocket Cast?
Yeah.
It's the podcasting app.
I think I put that on. Or...
Yeah, well, one of our listeners told him to put it on.
I think we're also on G-Potter.
Oh, that sounds real dirty.
Ooh.
Sign me up for G-Potter. Oh, I make my money with G-Potter. Like, it sounds dirty, right?
Apple sent us an email.
I read it. It was just like, hey, don't try and release a new podcast over Christmas.
Yeah, I was like,
also, the analytics are all fucked up. That's what the email said.
Did it? I didn't actually read that part of it, but I knew it was pretty fucked up.
No, the problem is the analytics they're underreporting. Yeah, that's the problem. They were like, the analytics are underreporting.
We get zero?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Which...
Maybe it's more like 3. Who knows?
Well, I know it's not zero because people have told me.
Yeah, in fact, isn't it within it, we can see that it's like listened to by 12 people.
Zero, yeah, listeners. That's right.
Yeah, they said it's like right in some places and wrong in the others. So who knows? Oh, man, I feel a sneeze coming on. I got these. Oh, okay, you can just
you
talk
should
about
do a sneeze
stuff.
On. Nah, do
I'm trying. I'm trying. I believe me. I want to. It's going away.
Yeah. So. All right. It's going away.
It's because you stared at me awkwardly.
Stand here.
You standing here doesn't make me more likely to sneeze.
All right. All right.
Weirdo. Yeah. If anything, you know, there's.
What
the,
if I like tickle the, your nose?
I don't think there's any tickling you could do that would result in me sneezing.
Get those nose hairs in.
Yeah, maybe. I did once sit there with tissue just like up my nose, wiggling it, and made myself sneeze over and over for half an hour.
Oh my god, yeah.
It's like kind of good, but I like sneezing. But supposedly,
why?
My friend said after that situation, I like it too much.
What?
It feels nice to sneeze.
It feels fucking horrible to sneeze.
What?
You're like, oh.
I like it. I like sneezing. Mm. Can we have a poll of the people in the room? Do you like sneezing, not like sneezing, or indifferent? Just getting the polls out.
Yeah. But, I think.
So we've got one likes.
Well, anyway, no okay. Kink shaming. You get yourself off to sneezing.
I don't get myself off cool. to it. There's no sexual pleasure from it. It's a raw pleasure. Like
a raw pleasure, right.
Yeah, like eating
anyway,
chocolate. It's like
you're talking
I like
about,
eating chocolate.
Some smashing.
No, it's the wolf whack vulnerability.
Jesus. All right, yeah, I get you.
JK, lol, it's actually the port smash.
Oh, he beeped. Yeah.
He beeped for a reason. He did go through a red light.
I've noticed that AI just doesn't work well when the show's on.
Mm. Yeah. It captures less frames when the show's on, right?
Yeah, it's literally not picked anything up since 5.
If it picked up stuff from 4:30, though.
Yeah, picked up 4 things from there.
Could just be the light. Could be the light difference getting darker. Though, daylight savings.
No, the videos I've seen have picked up all through.
Mm, weird. Okay, I don't know.
In fact, it like gets better in dusk.
Yeah, around the time we normally film the bus vector.
Yeah.
That's because that's where all the training data comes from. All the training data is X bus vector videos. Well, not
gets
X. It's
real good.
So, the port smash vulnerability. This is...
Ooh!
Yeah? Did you... Was that?
Oh, flick it over.
Okay, it's here we are.
Just port smash.
Port smash is the issue related. It's similar to easy mate, easy. Yeah.
But then look at this guy. He's like, I'll go a bit over the line.
No, a little bit.
He's right. He's right. Fucking breaking.
This is
the
in
cable.
That class of vulnerabilities where it's like, hey, if you have code execution, you can do side channel attacks on the CPU.
Easy.
This one's in the hyper-threading stuff. So if you are running on the same core as another process, you can pull out privileged information. They wrote a proof of concept. So this is, they used it to pull out TLS private keys from OpenSSL operations. So run on the same CPU as something doing OpenSSL TLS, pull out your crypto. Yeah.
Do you remember that side channel one where they were
the noise?
Recording the audio of the fucking
GPG,
CPU?
Yeah.
I was just like,
that one.
How?
That like, one was cool. Yeah.
How much acid were they on to like come up with that idea? Like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to fucking record my CPU making fucking
I can understand
noise.
It. I like my computer makes a.
Jesus, this guy.
Wow. Okay, yeah.
I didn't even see him come through.
Let's have a look.
It might be one of those ones. We've got that B-roll as well.
Okay, yeah. Well, when we switch to that, we'll do the last news story and switch and then. Oh, wow. Yeah, okay. Are you counting that as ABS or red light?
Oh, it's both.
Oh, I'll pick one or the other, mate. Don't double dip.
Oh, I should. Oh, should I go back and call it a red light? Because I did 11 and 9, right?
Yes. I did 8 and 5. I am already blown out of the fucking water. And we're like 2/3 of the way through.
I've been on edge. I'm getting it.
Yeah. Yeah, anyway, from my perspective, if you have code execution on a computer...
Yeah, you can basically do a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, there's so many attacks you can do if you have code exec that...
Didn't someone fuck with your computer last week or
they
something?
They typed hacked into a notepad.
Is that all they did?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you positive?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, at least if they did something else, it's not anything I care about.
You know you can ask me. Because that was one of the rules.
Okay, did you do anything other than type into a notepad?
Yes, I changed back to the window you were on.
Okay, did you do anything other than that?
I also changed the notepad couple tabs back to the tab you were on. In
okay,
notepad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you change anything else? Did you do anything that you haven't discussed?
I think I did it twice.
Okay, cool. I'm willing to say that you didn't do anything else.
Oh, I can't remember if I locked it or not.
It didn't matter because it would have auto-locked by the time I got back.
Ooh, it was unlocked for a long time. What's your auto-lock on?
Maybe I don't have auto-lock turned on. I don't know.
Mine's on a minute, which is quite short.
Yeah, I don't think a minute's long enough. I'd go five probably. Besides,
like,
if I'm away for 5 minutes, like, I often just walk it, like, if I'm going to talk to Simon, I won't. If I'm going to talk to an unnamed person at the office, I'm not going to lock it normally.
Mm.
Which I should, probably. I don't know, I've gotten worse at it since I've been at this office. But
yeah.
Anyway, Port Smash, yeah, hyper-threading issue. They wrote a proof of concept. Pretty cool proof of concept. Like, it's good to see these bugs. Things. Where's my fucking Rowhammer proof of concept?
Yeah, that's
I've been talking about that for years,
weren't
mate.
Weren't you going to write it up? You should
fuck no,
up,
I wasn't going to write it up. I just think, if Port Rowhammer is such a big issue, where's my fucking proof of concept that gets me a root shell?
Anyway.
Did you say anyway? Is something happening? I'm confused.
Do you want to know a real funny thing?
Okay, what's a real funny
thing? So I was once doing this course. It was instructional technique management.
What the fuck does that mean?
I was doing a course on how to teach people.
Okay, fair enough.
Back,
that's a
back when I did
course.
That sort of thing. But we had to do a presentation on something that we liked.
Okay.
My thing was
anime titties.
TLAs and friends. And the first slide...
What is TLAs and friends?
Three-letter acronyms, mate.
Okay, yep.
First slide had SSH.
Okay.
For secure shell.
Yeah, okay. That's not an acronym.
But when I put up that first slide,
yeah.
Guess what happened to the entire class? They were like, shh. And everyone was like, oh, shut up. I was just like, oh my God, this is like a brilliant first slide because... I was like, this is what it means. And
but that's not
like,
an acronym. That's a...
Oh, it's not. It kind of is.
What does it stand for? But
the
that would be SS and the H wouldn't be...
It's one of those weird acronyms that like they join two letters.
Is that allowed in an acronym?
Oh, I don't know. You
I'm
tell
Googling
me.
The definition of acronym to be sure of this. An acronym is an abbreviation with the initial appearance and commands of words. Okay, you're actually okay, yeah.
We're okay.
Well, supposedly HA is an acronym. I don't know.
High availability.
No, H-U-H. H-U-H.
H-U-H.
Yeah, in this picture, it just says H-U-H. Like, social media acronym cheat sheet. HA. I'm really not sure that's a... I really want to know now.
What the fuck is
what does that think that's a... Okay, let's just...
Just search.
Ha. Huh. It's not even on the list. It's in the image.
Oh,
oh
no.
Wait.
Yeah.
Wait.
I get it.
Okay.
These all things. And one person's like, huh?
Okay. Yeah. They're listing a bunch of acronyms followed by huh. And the huh. Okay. That.
Right. So now we understand what acronyms are.
I was just like, what the fuck is huh an acronym for? Examples of acronyms include UGC.
Shall we?
Do you know what UGC is?
UGC.
You good cunt?
Yeah.
Maybe. ICYMI. That one's pretty good.
Yeah.
What is that one?
ICYMI.
Yeah. ICYMI.
I.
Yeah, you could
see.
No. Oh, it's not I, sorry. It's actually something different. It's
I
N.
Call your
N.
Mother.
It's N. The first word's N.
In.
Yeah, almost.
In.
Do you want me to say the next one?
Yeah.
In case.
Why your am mother.
I? No. Do you guys really not know this one? It's in case you missed it. I see. Why am I? In case you missed it.
And no one in the chat also said anything.
I'm going to assume that they're busy.
Anyway, so we've talked about some acronyms.
Should we do some more? What about...
How about SSH?
Secure Socket Shelayer.
No, SSH.
Secure Socket Shelayer. It's like Buffy, Secure Socket Shelayer.
With RC4?
What is RC4? RC4 isn't an acronym, is it? Is it?
RC, Our news correspondence is holding up the mangled leg that they just made.
Oh, no, it's not. It's Rivest Cipher 4.
Is it one of those ones that's like named after like 10 people?
I think it's named after the one person in this case. Wow, I didn't know that ARC4 was the same thing.
Yeah, ARC4 is the same.
Huh, the more you know.
Rivest Cipher. All right, so that is an acronym.
Yeah, invented by Ron Rivest.
Anyway.
Hey, well, Ron Rivest, you suck at
You're being deprecated.
Oh, wait, is he the guy who wrote RSA? Okay, I take it back. Rivest, you're okay. You're okay when you're working with two other people. Yeah. Alone, wouldn't trust you. Two other people, Rivest.
Rivest, Shalimian.
Ahmed.
Nah, it's the last name.
It's this guy, Ron Rivest, Adi Shamir, and Len Edelman.
Yeah, that's when Edelman.
Yeah.
Anyway, so SSH, they're deprecating RC4.
They are. That's why you brought it up. Okay.
Yeah, that's why I keep on saying it.
Oh my gosh.
Like,
I thought you were talking
over
about your presentation
over
constantly.
Over.
Okay, I get it. Hey, by the way, do you know...
I think we've just been talking about acronyms for like 10 minutes.
Well, no. This one has kind of to do with acronyms. Did you know Diffie, what's his face? What's his name?
Diffie Hellman?
No, that's not a person. Diffie-Hellman is Diffie. A protocol involving two last names.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't remember his first name. It's like Ron or something. Mr. Diffie. Well, it was like Mr. Diffie. Or Mr. Hellman. Diffie. I'm going to have to search Diffie-Hellman to bring up the guy who invented Diffie-Hellman. Sorry? Yeah, the guy's conceptualized... Whitfield Diffie and Martin Hellman. So supposedly, Whitfield Diffie, when he goes to conferences, people are always like, oh, you must be Diffie Hellman. Which I can understand it. You'd be like, oh, it's this is Diffie, you know, like Diffie Hellman. Diffie Hellman, man! Nice to meet you! Is Martin Hellman dead? Or... Okay, it kind of looked like he was dead because it's like alma mater and it listed like a start and end date, but no, I think he's alive still.
Do you know what alma mater means?
It's like an academic thing, right?
Yeah, tell me.
It's like when you work at an academic place. I don't know if work's the right thing. It's a postgrad at an academic place.
Do you
want to
know what my alma mater is?
It's Victoria.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that.
It's literally the place you went to uni. I think the first place you went to uni?
No, this guy has two alma mater listed. He's got New York's a Bachelor of Engineering,
so it's just
1966.
The places you studied.
Stanford University, an MS, 1967, and a PhD.
In Latin, it probably means places you studied.
I don't know if it does mean that. Let's
Boom.
Look this up. We're going to find it out right here on
Fucking
the Bus Factor.
Latin.
Acronyms do nothing for you? Well, we've got some lead. Alma mater, the university school or one that you formerly attended. It comes from the... Oh, okay. You are very wrong. Alma mater means generous mother. I'm guessing the alma is generous and mater is mother. Okay, and then that was then used in the 17th century to mean someone or something providing nourishment.
That's interesting.
And then from the 17th century, it then migrated to like a knowledge. I'm guessing. I'm guessing that last one. I'm just looking at the etymology here. Isn't it fucking amazing that Google lists etymology now? Never used to. It's great.
Oh, yeah. I like it.
I real love it.
It's like you give a little history lesson.
Yeah, like a bite-sized history lesson.
Anyway.
Generous mother.
I just realized the time.
4:20. Oh, no, it's not. Okay.
And we have not done any of One Lane.
To be fair, those are pretty piss poor stories.
Oh, the first one's kind of interesting. First one's kind of interesting. So the first one was actually told by my wife first and then news correspondent.
Wow. Okay. Tell me the story. And she's saying that she had it 4 days ago to send us.
Oh, so our news correspondent hasn't done any work for us in 3 days.
Yeah, apparently. We had to prompt her to send us these news. What are we paying her for? Speaking of, while you're here, news correspondent,
does that mean
I do have something to give you as a token of our gratitude? Bam! There we are.
Do you have the old ones as well?
Take some old ones if you want as well. Yeah. Feel free to hand those out wherever you see fit. We should stick them all over bus places.
We should.
You just stick them everywhere. Anyway, go give us some news stories.
Edward Norton just says nope.
Which I don't know what that was in reference to. The nourishing mother thing.
Oh, I think it's saying no. I don't want to hear anything more about acronyms.
Okay, maybe. Go on then. Tell us about the triple homicide.
Yeah.
Sorry, I spoiled it.
Triple homicide. Yeah. So did you know? I think some OIAs must have like come through or something.
Yeah.
Because since the new network's been in place, triple the number of accidents have been reported since before. Triple.
Damn, that's almost quadruple.
Do you know what Metlink's response to this was?
My guess, knowing Metlink, would be something like, we understand this is a real big issue. We're working with the companies to resolve this. We're getting the police involved where appropriate, and we're doing analysis of why this has happened. That would be my guess. Because I think any other response would be like, any other response is essentially saying, we don't care about human life.
Their response was actually, we take your complaint seriously. We will get back to you within 10 working days. Then 10 days later, they were like, oh, shit, we should probably do something. Yeah. And they were like, well, I think it's actually because our operators are just reporting more stuff to us now, because previously they didn't actually report all the incidents
that
happened.
What does that even mean? Given that it's moved to transurban, I really don't think that they're telling their bus drivers, oh, make sure you report every little thing. If anything, they're probably saying to them, look, unless someone's hurt, just fucking ignore it. Don't even think about it.
Yeah.
They don't give a shit about human life.
But yeah,
and I find that disgusting.
The fucking accident.
Triple. Almost quadruple.
And some of the accidents we've heard on this show have been pretty fucking nasty.
Yeah, we've talked about
like
some of the
fucking
accidents.
Broken bones and fucking.
When we got
we got
one of the students on who. Talked
oh yeah,
about
she had to like
being
climb
on a
over.
Bus. Yeah, to climb over a like a.
Oh my god, the
stream
is like really far behind.
Yeah, I can do this too.
Yeah. Well, lucky you got there in time. It was
in
a bus.
Time?
I was checking for a bus.
Oh, sorry. I mean, I could have. Yeah. My bad. Ow.
10-10.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's that story.
Good story, good story. That's bad, but good. That's a good
then
story.
Then a tourist bus hit something.
Was it a tourist?
In Otago.
Oh, camper van it was, right?
A camper van, yeah. A tourist bus hit a camper van down
it's
in
like
Otago.
Two bad drivers meeting on a road.
Yeah.
Bus driver and a camper van.
What was the outcome of that?
I don't know. I didn't read the article.
All right, cool. Then there was something.
Okay, this one for those who are following at home. Hugh just wrote up on the thing, pedo brawl. I think
no, I wrote
stories.
Up pedo. The brawl like, is separate.
Oh my god, read it as one word.
Yeah, pedo brawl.
No. Triple tourist pedo brawl.
Oh my god, that's
wouldn't
amazing.
That be something to see? A triple tourist pedo brawl. I'd pay to see that. So, the pedo part of
Wait,
triple,
why would you pay to see that?
I don't know, watching like tourist pedos brawl. People pay for boxing all the time, and this is just like boxing with a twist.
Right. Anyway.
Okay. So the pedo part of the
changed my view of
brawl.
This pedo business.
Okay. Jesus. Oh, I don't like the way you phrased that.
Not in that way. Like,
make me feel okay. Because there's two ways you can interpret it. One is I want to feel okay about pedophilia, and the other one is I'm a pedophile and I don't want to be. Either one, I'm a little bit skeptical. I want to convince you of.
Change my view on whether this particular story is about a pedophile.
Okay, so
not.
This story predominantly features an 11-year-old girl who was quoted.
Just the article does.
The article. Oh, and the story, I guess. So there was a bus driver, a bus full of students who
young
had to make
students.
An emergency stop. So this was, 11? So that'd be like...
Children.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just wondering what year of school it would be. I don't know. This is the States. But regardless, 11-year-old children, let's say, for the sake of argument. Some might have been 10, some might have been 12. Who knows? Had to make an emergency stop at a petrol station. And at first I was like, that seems like bad planning. Why didn't they just fill up on gas first? And then it said, two students were escorted off the bus by teachers taking them to the bathroom. And I'm like, oh, that kind of emergency. That makes sense. Although you could just make them shit on the bus. Who cares? While the teachers were taking these two students to the bathroom, someone enters the bus.
So why did two teachers have to escort them out?
They were multiple students who needed to piss.
Just
one student. They'll just be, fuck off. Piss your pants.
One boy, one girl, and they both had to go into the separate.
Oh, maybe
areas.
I don't know. They could
because, like, if it was say two girls,
there was a bus driver left on the bus, so they might have just been like, "Look, we'd rather have one teacher per student at this dodgy ass gas station."
Yeah.
But yeah. So while that was happening, a random guy walks onto the bus.
Yep.
And threatens the bus driver and is like, "Start driving, motherfucker!"
Holy shit! I've seen this movie.
Oh yeah.
Did he have to keep driving at 50 k's?
No, in this case. So in this case, what happened was one of the students was like, "What are you doing? Where are you taking us?" And the guy was like, "I'm going to take you on the road to see Jesus." And the article has just some crazy quotes in it. The quote is like, "The 11-year-old at that point was scared for her life, and she thought she wasn't going to live anymore." And I'm like, "Damn." Deep for 11-year-old. Then what happened after that? The bus driver managed to take the keys out of the bus, hide them in her bra, and the clearly mentally deranged guy didn't realize and was getting aggravated. And then teachers came back, saw the guy, and ran into the side and were like, "We need to get help." Told the clerk. Clerk came out and goes, "Hey, you can't be on that bus." And the guy just went, "Okay," and just got off and left.
Oh, so they didn't even drive off or anything.
No. He was like, "Drive." And the bus driver was like, "What the fucking hell is going on? No. Where are you going?" "The road to Jesus." Clerk comes up. "Can you get off the bus?" "Yeah, okay." So he got off the bus and the cops were there waiting for him.
That is amazing.
And then poor little Regina, I can't remember her real name. It's started with G or something. They were like, the next day she had to catch the bus and it was very traumatic.
I'm not sure I can get on.
Yeah, I'm not sure I have to get on, but I realized that I have to conquer my fear and get back on the bus if I want to live my life. And I'm like, there's no way an 11-year-old girl who's been through a traumatic experience said this shit. These are written quotes or something. Anyway, my argument for them not being a pedophile, though they could have also been a pedophile, is that it just doesn't seem like there's nothing to make me think they're a pedophile in the story. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Doesn't strike me as a pedo. It strikes me as a crazy motherfucker. Possibly a Christian motherfucker. Drugs is another good thing, yeah.
Should we put on some B-roll?
Okay, yeah, you want to do that?
I got it. So this is one of our dangerous clips.
So we'll get one of these for you every week if we can. The frame rate here is way fucked up. Those cars aren't both driving incredibly fast and stuttery. Oh, so that one goes through a red light. Oh, that guy! Oh, Jesus, mate! That is not where you should stop.
Look at the kid. He's like, look at the buses.
Yeah. Hit the replay button on that. There we are. Cool. So if you watch, right, light screen, then it changes to orange. A bus goes through a clearly red light. That's pretty bad. This guy looks like he wants to go through.
Yeah, I think he wants to, but people have already started walking. He's I probably shouldn't.
He probably saw the kid and was like, you know, if it was an old lady, I'd fucking kill her. But little kid, going to get some flack for that. Why'd you replay it again? You do this thing, you click replay every time after it's finished. Weird.
Oh, that's an ABS. Oh, 10 years
ago. Whoa. Oh, I'm still watching the B-roll.
Oh.
I was like, whoa, that is crazy. Look where he stopped.
That's not an ABS. I was about to go on that.
Sorry, it wasn't one during the show. Hey, you got one last story for us. Let's make it quick before we go.
Yeah. So
the triple tourist pedo brawl, the brawl part of the segment.
Yeah, so a bus stop brawl between two mothers.
Oh, yeah?
Dozens of children witnessed a fight between two mothers in North Harbour.
Well,
there is a video.
Wait, North Harbour, like New Zealand? Okay, somewhere else.
Neighbors say it started with some hair pulling and a few punches.
Why were they fighting? I want to know what the goss was.
I'm just going to put on this.
Oh my God. He's listening to a news clip. Okay.
Describe what happens.
Australian. Okay. They're waiting for school buses to take them to elementary school. It doesn't say why they started. It says they started fighting.
Hair pulling and shit.
Someone had
we spoke to one of the mothers involved. Watch.
We were both in the wrong. It should have never happened. But at the end of the day, she wasn't letting me leave that bus stop without a fight. And I had to protect my children and myself. Because at the end of the day, that's what matters.
So making sure that, you know, some of these kids who witness this, that they're getting the proper treatment, and if they need any type of support services, that's available.
Police trying to figure out who began the fight. The exchange left both women with injuries.
Oh, she has like a fucking messed up arm. Enough. It looks like it's a cast. The thing is, I don't like hearing about a fight unless I hear why it happened. Like, was it shit talking? Is like one of them fucking the other one's boyfriend? Like, I gotta know why.
It literally doesn't say, but like one of the mothers was on there.
Yeah, the mother was like, I gotta protect my children from this crazy bitch. It's like, I think you might
she
be
was
one
just
of the
like,
crazy
we,
bitches.
We shouldn't have done it, but like she wouldn't let me leave without a fight.
Yeah, I think she would have, to be honest. I think generally speaking, if someone's talking shit to you.
She looked pretty white trash, to be honest.
She did. She sounded a little bit white trash, yeah. To be honest, she looked like the kind of chick I wouldn't want to get in a fight with. It'd be fucking brutal, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it started with hair pulling and escalated. Someone brought out a coffee mug, and so this is what they were saying before we started. Someone brought a coffee mug and was trying to like beat the shit out of the other one with the coffee mug. Jeez. Someone brought a coffee mug out of me, I'd be like, whatever. Come on, kids. Get the fuck out of here. Catch an Uber to school. I don't need this shit. Okay. Well, their buses are performing badly tonight. I think...
We got 10-10.
10-10. 9-9.
That means I won.
No, it doesn't. FYI. You didn't win. You only win if you get it perfect. That's the rules.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah. Quick, let's end the show. Everyone had a real good day. We'll see you all next week.
We've actually had quite a few AI ones. I'll send an email to old Brucey.
Yeah. That's Metlink for those wondering. Uh-huh.
Oh, Brucey, he loves me.
Oh, Brucey. All right. And we will hopefully see you next week.
Yeah. Otherwise, so if you want to see us at KiwiCon,
yeah, let us know.
Tweet us out.
I presume some of your listeners will be at KiwiCon, so
yeah,
if you are, just let us
tweet
know.
Us. Or
smash like, that like button.
Just yeah, subscribe. Hit the bell
like
icon.
Like and subscribe. 1 million subscribers. The
oh, yeah, we're
million.
On Patreon. If you subscribe to Patreon and give us some money.
Patreate for us.
We will make sure buses continuing.
It's true.
Continue
we have
running
guaranteed
red lights.
Multiple buses have gone through red lights. All right, I think we're about done for today.
Yeah.
And we will see you till...
Oh, yeah, there are stickers at KiwiCon. Stickers at KiwiCon.
All right. See you later. See ya. Bye.